show, you can bring up what you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Kid-free zones. I mentioned this over the weekend. We didn't have a chance to get to it. From abcnews.com, the familiar sounds of summer. Children free to roam, run, and roar. But not everyone is having fun. You come to relax, and there's a 2-year-old kid next to you, maybe 5, 6, 7 of them, depending on how many families are around. And it's definitely a little frustrating, said Marta Baginska, who was sunning herself at a Lake Michigan beach in Illinois. She wasn't the only adult there growing tired of noise and disturbances. 65-year-old Bob Lundeen says they don't really care what they run across. They'll run across you, your blanket, whatever you're on.
I'm old and cranky. Bah.
After listening to complaints for years, the town of Lake Forest took action this summer and designated 25% of its beach a kids-free zone, leaving the adults to sunbathe in peace and quiet. And I think there are people of different age ranges here, Mark. I think there are lots of people that, you know, they don't have kids for a reason, and they'd prefer to not be around kids.
Well, I think that beaches should be sold to private individuals and... you know, if the beach owner then wants to let people on for money, so, you know, a dollar or two to go to the beach
and
relax.
Entirely.
And if, for whatever reason, enough customers say, I'd like to have a kid-free beach, there'd be all kinds of beaches that would spring up. There'd be nude beaches. There'd be kid-free beaches. There'd be beaches that didn't let cranky old people on them.
Family-only beaches, sure. Kids, although beaches have always
you'd
been...
You'd have to take a personality test. If you came up cranky, they'd
like,
just kick
like
you
out. That, that story, was it last week, about the female-only beaches that they had down in Florida somewhere?
Yes. I've never heard about that.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
I don't know, but I'm getting
the
telescope.
Were they nude? Female nude? Female nude?
I don't know if it's female nude, but maybe we can find out.
Although beaches have always... I think there's a lot of ladies that go to beaches and they get sort of the guys leering rather at them.
Yeah.
Leering.
They would like to lure. They would like to lure the ladies, but leering does not normally lead to luring. Anyway, experts say that nowadays children are being seen and heard in places that used to seem off limits. Theaters, fancy nail salons, first-class airplane cabins. Quote, I think there's been a shift in terms of this generation of parents, said parenting expert Ann Murphy. Reality is, kids haven't changed that much, but they're being taken to places that in my day and in my childhood, we were never taken to. So they're around a lot more.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with the beach. I think kids have been at beaches ever since there have been beaches.
Right. They were just using the beach example to start the story. So efforts to promote kid-free zones are gaining popularity. The Wishbone Restaurant in Chicago has an adults-only room, giving diners a break from the somewhat chaotic family side of the eatery. Restaurant patron Guy Nixon says some people don't want to be around squalling kids. But singling out kids can sometimes cause a stir. In a nearby suburb, when cafe owner Dan McCauley displayed a sign reading, Children of all ages have to behave and use their indoor voices. It made national headlines and angered some neighbors.
I don't see why. I mean, it's his restaurant and his sign.
My brat should have the right to go in there and scream at the top of his lungs.
You know, isn't this just like the smoking issue? If you're an employee, you're being forced to work in this place with noisy kids, adds to your stress, and kids generally carry more germs and microbes.
We should ban kids from all restaurants.
Yeah, this is for the health and safety of the workers who have no choice.
Including
crazy.
McDonald's, fast food.
Exactly.
We can't let kids in there.
Yes.
What are they going to do with those playgrounds?
Well, you can only put them through the drive-through. So kids can come, but
what
as long as they're in the car. Well, sorry. Shut that down, turn it into a nice concrete paradise.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the one place that I sometimes find myself thinking about children and their noise is the airplane.
Yeah.
But it's the worst place. I mean, it's the last place you could keep them out of. I mean, kids have to travel from one place to the other. They don't understand why their ears are popping, why their heads hurt.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get it. And so I think that on airplanes especially, one has to just kind of say, kids are going to make noise on airplanes, and I'll bring some earplugs and read.
The Onion has a great new feature at theonion.com, great satirical newsprint publication that's got a huge online presence. They've obviously made a lot of money in the past several years of doing business, and now they've launched a new television sort of wing to their organization.
All right.
So they've had the Onion Radio News for a long time, because that's easy to do. But now they've got television, where it's all satire, but it looks like it's like a real news show, basically, except they're two-minute clips. And one of them was about how parents are now – one of their TV clips was about how parents are now packing their kids into like boxes and sending them overseas to have Indian caretakers or child caretakers take care of them. They're outsourcing their
parental duties.
Yeah. It was great. Continuing here. The way he handled it is extremely offensive, said one irate neighbor about the man that wanted
– this is real.
Indoor voices. Yes, this is real. A guy posted a sign saying, in my business, your kids got to use their indoor voices.
Children of all ages, he said.
Children. Yeah, well, when does the definition of child end?
Well,
right?
I think that I feel like that softens it because anybody fits into that category. I'm a child of all ages. You know, everybody's a child of all ages.
Okay.
I don't know if most people would look at it that way. I don't consider myself a child.
Perhaps, I think that it applies mostly to kids, but I think that it's intended to be softened by, you know, by the verbiage, which is, you know, hey, everybody's got to be, you know, let's use our library voice.
Right. The irate neighbor says, if you don't want children, that's great. Put a sign up that says no children allowed. Not this benign sign that's subjective to what you consider to be positive behavior. Well, wouldn't the no children allowed sign make people uppity people like this upset in the first place?
Even more.
This is what I don't get, is use your indoor voice is not particularly subjective.
Yeah, right. It's quiet. You just don't yell.
No yelling, running around.
If they wanted to, they could have a decibel meter out there. Maybe they should just be more explicit. Never, ever. If you go over this level, you're gone. Sorry, we have microphones here. Maybe they should do it just that way.
It's just outrageous that people would be outraged by this.
Yeah,
I mean,
if that person decided to ever go back to that restaurant, I'd kick them out.
Maybe they'd understand it better if they said, use your NPR voice. And then, you know, then that way everybody would be like, oh, I see, I have to speak like this, very relaxed, calm.
This is like the equivalent of people getting upset.
A little pretentious.
Yeah, it's pretentious, too.
This would be the equivalent of people getting upset at a pool, like a public pool or something like that, for having a no-running rule. So, like, your kids are allowed at the pool, but we want them to walk around. No, my kids should be able to run as fast as they want around this
pool.
It's
subjective. And, you know, it could be fast walking.
Right, and fast walking. The silly walks. The thing that gets me is the headline of the piece on that ABC News thing, more public places. What do they mean by public places?
It's just an ignorant editor, basically.
It's incredible. The towering edifice of ignorance that these people have constructed in journalism, in academia.
The first example applies, though. The first example is a beach, which is a government public place, but the other examples they've been giving have been private businesses.
Private places. Right. They don't have a distinction. They don't have a clue what the difference is.
But yeah, you're right, Gardner, and we've all been raised by the government to just have these misconceptions about what is and what is not public. They are private places open to the public.
Yeah.
You're a member of the public. You can go there unless you've been specifically prohibited from walking in.
But the problem is, since the 64 Civil Rights Act, when they came up with the public accommodations portion of it, everybody looks at it as, well, if it's private and you allow the public in, it's de facto public. No, it's private, for God's sake. Give me a break.
You, as a customer, do not own a piece of that business. Yeah. You don't get to set the rules. They do. Anyway, with many parents across the country juggling work and home life, they don't have much choice about bringing the children if they want to get out of the house. Murphy says, I think there also has to be the understanding of how difficult it is to be a parent these days, how difficult it is to find child care. Still, whether they have the most mild-mannered of children or the most rambunctious, many parents are willing to admit they too savor a kid-free zone every now and then.
You know, when he says how difficult it is to find child care, this is partially the result of our cataclysmic media. Everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, they've told us, they've scared the crap out of us time and time again about sexual predators. Now, nobody's going to let their young teenage boy do any kind of babysitting. I'm sure that this has been done in the past. I've heard of teenage boys doing babysitting simply to get money. I mean, it's a way that teenagers can make money.
Well, the last babysitting story we had was a 14-year-old female who apparently had sex with her 8-year-old babysittee.
No, it's I'm sure it's not that it's never happened, but I'm just saying that the boys are vilified. They're turned into these sexual monsters that, given one moment alone with your children, they're going to touch them in their naughty parts.
You know what? I want to know if there's anybody out there who is offended by the idea of child-free zones. I think it's a great development of the marketplace, responding to consumer demand, consumers who are saying, we're not interested in having these little brats around here screaming and yelling. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those features include archives We got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Go grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now, we were just talking about these kid-free zones, which I think are it's a great idea. I personally am not a fan of crying babies, and if I can go to a business where the business owner is going to say, hey, if you come over and eat in this room for adults only, you won't hear the crying babies. We've got doors that close, and it won't be an issue for you anymore. That's great. That's a service that I want.
So absolutely.
That's the marketplace acting to provide choice to consumers. And
I'm all for the marketplace providing choice to consumers.
Isn't it fascinating, too, where you would certainly feel comfortable with, I think most people would say, a restaurateur saying, well, we don't allow for loud, obnoxious, rude behavior, people dancing on top of the tables in this establishment. Mm-hmm. We have certain standards, a dress code, or things like that. But then suddenly when somebody tries to bring in their child, they say, oh, well, what are the parents going to do? There are all these other considerations. I mean, they can't leave the child home. That's expensive. You're exploiting these people, or you're doing terrible things to these people who have no other choice. It's like, well, sorry, they can go someplace else.
They chose to have a kid.
Yeah.
Right. You have a kid, you then have to deal with all the issues of having a kid, and that includes finding babysitters.
Why is it that when the cute baby's face enters the pictures, all of a sudden everybody loses all common sense about the prerogative of this individual to run the business the way he wants, and to either benefit or suffer the consequences based on the market?
Well, of course, we've seen several areas in which the government has basically told business owners that you don't get to run the business the way you want, so this is just another one in a long line of intrusions. Right. And speaking of intrusions, let's continue on the kid topic, because Gardner, you've got a story about breastfeeding, which ties into a story we did over the weekend about Mark had a story about a man that was jogging naked at 4 a.m. So it wasn't as though he was trying to exhibit himself. It was dark out, and he got, you know, people were upset about that. He was arrested and all of that. But now let's move into breastfeeding, because it's a very similar issue, except it's got the kid factor, and again, you know, how kids drive people crazy. We got to do it for the children and all that, and there's going to be legislation involved here. Gar, do you think we should play the audio first, or go with the...
Let's play the audio, because there are little things you can pick up in this that are just interesting in the way that they depict this. This is from ABC News, and it's a very interesting little piece about breastfeeding in public and some statistics that have come about. And it was over the weekend. They had it on ABC News. Good morning, good whatever it is. Hello, good greetings, America. Buenos noches, America.
Talking head show, whatever.
Exactly. So here it is. They're talking about, they open it up with this woman who, they always open with a personal story. This woman who is breastfeeding in public, and she gets all this abuse. She's out in public, and she gets this abuse. And people are coming up. So what they're doing is they're drawing on the emotional side of how contentious it is. And then they start to talk about policy, state policy, with being able to breastfeed in so-called public. But they never tell you what they mean by public.
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about during the last segment. When they say public, does that mean any place the public can go? Or does that mean public places where they're not privately owned?
Supporting it.
Right. All right, let's go to the clip here from ABC News.
But now, 46 states, including Pennsylvania, either allow women to nurse in public or at least exempt them from criminal prosecution. Still, public opinion hasn't caught up with the law. A recent survey found 57% of Americans say women should not have the right to breastfeed in public, and 72% say it's inappropriate to show a woman nursing on TV.
Wow, we are so Puritan in this country.
You know, inappropriate? I think it can be, if it's done in certain manners, inappropriate to breastfeed in quote-unquote public.
72% said it's inappropriate to show it on television.
You know, all of these things would be less relevant than someone's preference about steak versus chicken at dinner time or
no, apparently it's very relevant when it involves a nude body part that everyone has.
But this is the thing. None of this stuff would be important if we had private systems where people could associate with other people who felt the same way. And you could,
if we didn't have public places, you mean? If we didn't have,
exactly.
And not that, again, we have to keep redefining here,
right.
Because when I say we didn't have public places, I don't mean places the public couldn't go.
We're not talking about the mall. We're talking about parks. We're talking
government
about government
supported
sidewalks. We're talking about beaches.
Right. Yeah. That's why we really need to get into the habit of relabeling. Whenever public comes up in discussion, we need to get into the habit of relabling government schools. Not public schools, government schools.
Government parks.
Government sidewalks, government parks,
benches.
Government roads.
Right.
Exactly.
Because in fact, public suggests that the public owns it. And if you think that the public owns it, try doing whatever you want there, and you'll see very quickly that you do not, in fact, own crap. It belongs to the government.
Yeah, precisely. Right.
So that's now, Mark. You said you thought it was inappropriate. That you
I
thought
do.
It could be inappropriate to breastfeed. Why?
Well, I think that there are people that breastfeed and they do it so covertly that you have no idea what's going on. The baby's head is wrapped in a blanket. You never see anything. Mm-hmm. And that there's other people that have an axe to grind. They have an agenda.
They do it, exactly.
And they whip it out right
so
there.
What?
And,
well, why is that? Why is that inappropriate?
Is it inappropriate for me to decide to pee right there?
And they always say it's a natural function. And as far as that debate goes...
So stretching myself.
Yeah, as far as that debate goes, what I think would be fun, or at least interesting to bother one of these people who's so overt about it and so militant about it, is to just walk up there and just stand there and watch.
Yeah, just
and
stare.
And see if she reacts, saying, oh, excuse me.
Would that be inappropriate?
Are you looking at something?
No,
like,
it would not.
No, just go stare.
You're in public.
Yeah. I mean, if she thinks...
You're going to lean your head in.
Because
it's
often,
a little rude.
Yeah,
purrs your lips. So do I. Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about the looking. I was talking about the breastfeeding.
Yeah, so it works both ways. If she feels that the onus is on you to be able to allow her to be able to do this, then if you can stand there and she's going to expose her breasts, you know, because it's a natural function, then okay. Then if you're going to engage in this battle, then you should feel fine with people just walking up, a crowd of people standing there watching you do it.
If you want to scratch yourself in public, that's fine too. You got an itch, scratch it.
Right.
Who cares?
Yes.
And people may not want to stand around you.
Fine, that's their business.
I could really care less one way or the other, but I think it would be interesting to see the militant side both ways to come out of this. And there's another story. This is what gets me, is the public policy starts to get into it. These ABC stories, or NBC stories, or CBS stories, any of the big three networks, or many of the other networks, when you see these stories, alarm bells should start going off saying, oh, there's something happening in Washington. There's something happening somewhere that they're promoting this. They do this all the time, and here's the story
you've got
from Newsweek.
Hold that. We'll get to that, because I'm only halfway through the clip at this point.
You bet.
But so Mark, you're saying that doing it covertly, that's okay with you, but if a woman just flops out her breast in public, that's offensive to you?
It is, yeah.
Why? What's offensive about a baby suckling on her mother's breast?
What's offensive about me peeing? What if I have a cup? I decide I need to pee, I grab a cup, I pee right there. What's wrong with that? I mean, big deal. It's just me peeing. It's a natural function.
Well, you hide the cups.
Well, now, with the urine, then you actually have some something that's going somewhere else beyond your body.
Well, so is the milk.
No, that's going into the baby's body.
Yeah, theoretically, but, you know, it could go someplace else, and I'm using a cup, right?
Angels on the head of a pin is what I'm looking at right now.
800-259-9231.
You put that mix on too?
I don't care. If you want to whip it out and pee into a cup, that's your business.
I know you don't. But
who cares about
gross.
This stuff? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website for free, the wikis included. We've got over 1,350 user-created pages on our wiki. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about breastfeeding, public breastfeeding, and as usual, Mark is taking his semi-puritanical attitude towards it. He's okay with it if the women don't show any portion of their breast, but should a woman have the courage to actually reveal her breast in public, Mark gets offended.
I just think it's a bodily function that includes excretion, and that should be done in private.
Unless you're sweating.
Well,
that's tough. It's a difficult one on that.
Great comeback.
Stink. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Of course, I prefer to hear from ladies on this one, but Dave in Montana's got some thoughts, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Hey, long live Free Talk. Mark.
Yes, sir.
I think you're looking at it wrong, man, way wrong. Pee is a waste product.
Okay.
It stinks. It smells. It's no good. It's filthy.
It's the closest
milk
I can do to
milk. The mother is pure. It's something nourishing. It's, anybody that has a problem with breastfeeding out in public, I think, reveals or exposes their their inner perversion, mind, heart, and soul, man. It proves that we are so far away from our natural being that the beautiful, most sacred thing on this planet, passing life on to the next generation through the love of the mother, it shows how our families are being ripped apart, how love itself is being destroyed before our very eyes because of the prudeness, perversion of our government that places all these stupid rules and regulations upon us.
Mark, do you feel
farming.
Chemicals.
You know what,
Dave? We're far away. We know people are afraid to go get their hands dirty in the dirt, and now they want to shoot poor people to come over the border because lazy-ass Americans that are perverted, that took nature and ripped it up in front of us here and throwing technology on us that does nothing for us.
David, thank you for the call. Well said. I would never have considered to even go there, but he's right. I mean, there's a difference between a nourishing excretion and something that's waste. We want to make sure that we draw a distinction between one's personal preference, if one were in a private community or something like that, the type of private community Mark might want to sign on to.
Right, like a community of prudes.
Right, versus what has brought this about, which is the possibility that government policy of enforceable taxation will be instituting one or the other.
Well, look, we have current norms in society, and one of those norms is not breastfeeding openly.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a norm because it's just twisted, and I like Dave's word, perverted.
I understand what you're saying, and Dave made a passionate plea for it. But it doesn't change that we have norms, and all I'm saying is if you deviate from those norms, you're going to offend some people. Myself, maybe a little bit. And I'm going to be like, oh, God, well, there we go with that.
Yeah, for some reason, when he mentioned Norm, I just keep thinking, Norm's like, he's thinking of Cheers. Norm! But, I know what you're talking about.
Every time I say it, you yell Norm.
I know. Sure. And I have no problem with the ostracism. I have no problem with any of that stuff. It's just when the laws get involved that I have a problem with it. And that's what
I absolutely don't think, under any circumstance, that a woman should be charged with anything for going topless, nursing a baby, getting completely naked. I just, or a man, or anybody.
Great.
That's not where I'm at.
Feeling.
I just think that people are going to not like it and treat them, quite possibly rudely.
It's just that, it's just your own personal feeling that you personally don't like it. And this, by the way, Gardner, is the same guy who said about a year and a half ago on the show that that if you were building a snow penis in your front yard, he would come by and knock it down. Because he doesn't care about your property rights when it comes to his personal offense.
Shoot, man.
Yeah.
And that stinks because I was planning that.
He's kind of a bit of a prude.
Let's go to
Kathy in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Snow Penis Radio. How are you, Kathy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say that I agree and disagree with some of the stuff that you said about breastfeeding.
Okay.
I agree with what Dave said about how peeing in public is a waste product, not a food.
Poor example, but it's the best thing I can do. Men don't have nourishing excretions that I can make a example of. Please keep the jokes to a minimum.
We need to keep this clinical. Yes, go ahead.
The thing is, though, is that they're eating, and if you don't like eating in public, you can ask him to take his dinner into the bathroom, too, which is what a lot of women are forced to do when they're nursing their baby.
And I can counter that. If a guy is sitting at the table with me and he's chewing with his mouth full, or excuse me, chewing with his mouth open, and going by standard norms and that kind of thing, I may very well say something to him or pick up my plate and leave or that kind of thing. And all I'm saying is, women should be able to breastfeed in private places that are open to the public or government places. It doesn't matter to me, just so long as they sort of wrap the child's head and it's not so open. So I'm saying that there's a discreet way to do it and a way that's polite, and then there's an impolite way to
do
it.
So they have to wear special mark-approved tops, basically. So
I'm not saying they have to do anything.
And how do you approve those
tops? I'm not saying you have to chew in any manner, but I may very well decide to get up from the table, and if you're cutting your meat with your fork and, you know, inverted or something like that, I may not like it.
You're going to get... That's hilarious. You'd actually get offended by someone cutting their meat the wrong way?
I'm trying to, you know, come up with the best example, but yeah, I would be offended.
Absurd.
I do find it somewhat offensive when people are out in public and chew with their mouths open.
There you go. So if Mark had a restaurant, he'd have very high standards on certain levels. And,
right. And, you know, if a restaurant owner wants to set rules, then that's fine. If it's a restaurant of high decorum and you have to, you know, you have to do certain things in order to eat there, then that's their business. And if they don't want to allow breastfeeding in their restaurant or they only want to allow it in the bathroom, then they're going to be punished by the marketplace, in that those mothers that do want to breastfeed at dinner time will just not go to that restaurant. They'll go somewhere else where they're more wanted. I was more concerned with the public issue, with the issue of, you know, seeing this go on in a park, for instance, and being offended by it, and people that want to pass laws against it. So, Kathy, you're pretty much with me. You don't think it's an offensive thing at all. It's a totally natural process, even if it is, you know, just a breast hanging out of a shirt or something like that.
Right. Well, I breastfed all four of my kids, and I never had any problems with breastfeeding in public because I was very discreet about it, like Mark says.
Mm-hmm.
However, I've known some women who have been, you know, threatened with obscenity charges for breastfeeding in public.
My goodness.
And by public, I mean, you know, at a park or outside or whatever.
Right.
You know,
that could be considered obscene is outrageous to me.
Well, this is an interesting, Kathy, too, because we can talk about this on two levels. Obviously, I think on many talk radio programs, they'll only talk about it on the one level. Do you think this should be allowed in public or not allowed in public? Is it disgusting or is it a natural thing? And yet we can talk about the other level of this, which is what is more upsetting, the fact that someone might be breastfeeding or the fact that someone might be taking somebody's tax money and mixing it into this system where the debate occurs? Wouldn't it be better to get rid of the system that causes this type of contentious debate and put it into private hands where people can make their own decisions with their own money?
Oh, I don't think it should be a matter of the government at all. I mean, if I go somewhere and the business owner or whoever owns the property says we don't want that here, I go and take my business somewhere else. It's
damn
not
right.
That big of a deal.
Great call, Kathy. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. That's the way it should be. Let private property owners decide for themselves so prudes like Mark can have their little special areas where they won't see any breasts or babies suckling on them.
And Ian can chew with his mouth open any place he wants.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyze Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up almost anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 380 of our listeners have decided to do at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You send in $3 a month. It's completely voluntary. You know we give away all of our features, so it's above and beyond all that. $3 a month, and we pull it together. We take it out and put it towards promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on more radio stations around the country, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now then, on this breastfeeding issue, we've already sort of covered all the bases on it, but Gardner, you've got a pretty outrageous story. This is going to now be a federal issue.
Yeah, that's it. You picked the phrasing perfectly. You're going to make a federal issue out of it? Well, yes, actually, guess what? They're trying to. And this is the thing that...
This is the worst idea ever.
Yeah, and it's a perfect example of what we're talking about. This is where economics, free market economics, and the U.S. Constitution come together, and they support each other, and contemporary postmodernist politics try to tear this stuff asunder. Here's the story out of Newsweek, the wonderful True magazine. Newsweek, what a joke, but you can take it for what it's worth. They had this article on breastfeeding a couple weeks ago, and it said that much of the problem seems to be that Americans associate breasts with sex, not milk, and as a result, feel squeamish about public nursing. They have this whole thing about the sentiment.
And I agree with that. That is a problem.
Right. And so they're talking about, and again, they don't define what is public and what is not public.
Right.
Why? Because the 1964 Civil Rights Act blurred the lines. And here is the nut of the whole thing.
Out of concern that not enough women are breastfeeding, a growing number of states are passing protective laws and policies. Today, 38 states give women the explicit right. And there's some interesting phrasing. They
right.
give women the explicit right.
Sorry, you can't grant people rights. You have rights by birth, and then the government takes them away.
Clueless. Today, 38 states give women the explicit right to nurse in public. They don't define what that is. And 23 states exempt it from public indecency laws. Okay. 12 states have laws addressing women's right to use a pump to express milk at work. Ah, now we're starting to get into it. So 12 states actually have laws that force businesses to have to do something special for women who want to pump their breasts at work.
And what's the reason for that? Is because they'll start leaking? Why do you want to do that?
It's painful for women.
Well, you have to do it at the right times.
Like yeah, you know, the hormones go crazy.
So the kid's not there. It's just that it's time to pump some
milk. The women
pump some
it becomes
milk
very uncomfortable for
gotcha.
Women. Yeah, so then it says, yes. And the governors of New Mexico and Oregon recently signed similar legislation which gives moms unpaid lactation breaks and a clean and private area to pump, not just a bathroom stall. So now they have to redo their offices in New Mexico and Oregon. And by the way, New Mexico, Bill Richardson, running for president. I can see where we're going if he gets into office. And Oregon, which is like, you know, another small Soviet nowadays. They've signed this thing. They get unpaid lactation breaks. So these guys have to give them breaks. So the fact that they're unpaid, big deal. And they have to rework their offices. And here's the key. And this is why when you hear these reports like ABC, you know something's up. Because
hold on the federal thing. Hold the federal thing for
yeah.
a moment. Because I want to address this issue of granting mothers special privileges by government edict
yeah.
at the workplace. We see a lot of that sort of thing going on over in Europe, for instance. If you get right. pregnant and you've got a job in Europe and then all of a sudden you get 6 months off. I mean, I'm just pulling numbers out. I don't know what the yeah. exact rules are. I'm sure they differ by country.
Close to it in the United States. You get, what is it, six weeks unpaid leave or 6 weeks paid leave, I think, is something
is
like
that. Is that the case here?
Yeah, yeah. They passed it during the Clinton administration. They have things now that force hospitals to have to keep women. Insurance companies have to pay for women who get mastectomies to stay in the hospitals up to X number of days after they have the surgery.
Yeah, the mentality is the mentality that the government's promoting here is that you have a right to have a baby and essentially lord that over all of your business dealings. That, you know, you've got this agreement with your employer, but now all of a sudden we're going to come here and the government's going to step in and say, whoa, now that she's pregnant, she's got all these extra privileges. She's got all these extra rights. She's going to get paid to go sit at home and do no work. And then she's going to be guaranteed to have her job back when she comes back into the workforce.
And the sentimentality behind that is so difficult to fight because you get the Hillary Clintons who are out there, and now suddenly Hillary Clinton is just, you know, the greatest mom in the world.
Yeah,
what
do you hate mothers?
Whatever.
Do you hate babies?
Yeah, exactly. You can't stop this because you're seen as being cold towards women and childbirth and the very essence of what makes us America.
And it encourages mothers who maybe shouldn't be having kids at that point in their lives to actually go ahead and have them. Whereas if there were economic pressures on them, like, you know, sweetie, you're going to be out of work for 6 months if you go through with having this baby. Normally there would be all these economic factors that they would have to look at. But now with all these laws in place, hey, knock her up. Who cares?
Right.
She'll get benefits.
My wife and I are expecting to have a child in the relative near future, which we're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wouldn't expect for a moment for her employer to do anything as far as her having.
Well, you don't have the entitlement mentality, but that's what laws like this go to promote. They promote the entitlement mentality for mothers, and this is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg for entitlement mentality.
It's a wonderful example of it, and I'll get to the, you ready
go
now?
Go ahead, go for the federal thing.
Yeah, here it is, man.
It's getting worse.
You got it. In May, U.S. Representative Carolyn Maloney reintroduced her, and here's the title, Breastfeeding Promotion Act, which would amend, and guess what it would amend? Here it is, the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Just like I said, the public accommodations portion of this is really detrimental to private property. It would amend the 64 Civil Rights Act to protect, in quotes, breastfeeding and to provide a tax incentive to businesses that establish lactation areas. I mean, wow. How? This is just a. Does she have enough time on her hands or not?
Apparently, Carolyn
Maloney find something else to do? Woodworking? Something. Anything. Painting.
What would this lactation area consist of?
I don't know what the lactation area would consist of because Newsweek doesn't describe it that well. They're just a national magazine.
Right. I mean, it sounds like they're going to put OSHA in charge of, you know, setting out the rules and requirements for what consists of a lactation area. Yeah. It doesn't have to be its own separate private room with cleaned every hour. I mean, what are the requirements going to be?
I'm thinking about this. Mark, we're down in Vegas. I was thinking about this. All the waitresses were obviously, the wait staff were obviously female walking around on the floors.
A lot of it.
In short skirts. And then behind the bars, they were mostly male. I'm thinking to myself, if I'm running this casino, is it that way because I know I'm going to get hit with some sort of federal lawsuit if I don't have enough men behind the bar to balance out the women who are on the floor with the short skirts and the high heels who look really hot and get really good tips and probably enjoy their jobs greatly? You know,
as opposed to having 100% female?
Yeah, exactly. Are these guys in any way being influenced in their hiring policies because they're afraid? And this is a great example. Can you imagine trying to open up a business now, a sub shop, a soup place, whatever, and you've got these employees, and you've got Representative Carolyn Maloney, doesn't even live near you, doesn't know what you're going through,
right.
Never invested in your business, doesn't know your cost and overhead or what you're hoping to do with your money, and she is like this invisible face over you, like in Time Bandits, like, bring me the map, you know, like, going after you, saying, you've got to put this over here for expectant mothers or lactating. It's just insane.
Now, so they're doing tax credits, so it's not mandatory yet, right?
No, it's not. Well,
this what is this bill mandate? Does it mandate anything?
The mandate would be that this is sort of ambiguous. It would amend the Civil Rights Act of 64 to protect breastfeeding. In other words, what it would do is probably require all businesses to allow it.
Maybe, or maybe require the governments to not charge them with indecency. It's hard to say. Again, it's very vague.
Yeah, we don't know.
But one thing's for damn sure, the federal government needs to keep their hands off of your breasts and off of your business.
Right. But I have to say, my suspicion is very great, because if it's in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's probably in the public accommodations portion where she's going to throw in the amendment.
Probably.
And that has to do with coercing private property, private business owners.
Just a mess.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
There you go. So, and it's weird too, because you can talk about this issue of breastfeeding, and it's sort of an interesting thing. Do you like it? Do you not like it? And then she injects herself in the issue. It's like, get out, Carolyn. We can deal with it ourselves in our own private lives.
Absolutely, we can handle this privately. We don't need the government involved.
You're damn right. But unfortunately, the government continues to stick its dirty nose in places it doesn't belong. And it just keeps getting worse. How far are we away from a federal smoking regulation? I mean, with all this, you know, a good amount of the states have passed them. Usually the feds are right behind that. I mean, that's just another area where they're intruding in our businesses and private property. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.